I tell you what, that's some pretty groovy music. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone's enjoyed their week. It's Friday. Well, it's Friday as I'm recording this. Recording it a little late, but it'll be out sometime today. Then again, you're not paying attention to that. You're like, wait, because if you're listening to this, it's out already. I'm such a jagaloon. Hope everyone's enjoyed their week. Hope you're having a great day, whatever time of day it is that you're listening to this. This week has been fairly uneventful. Been doing the normal stuff with the girlfriend, hanging out, you know, watching Seinfeld. We work on our Inktober prompts together every night, and Inktober is something that I never thought about doing. When we met, you know, I remember last year, her mentioning Inktober, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. And this year, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing it, and it's challenging. Challenging in a way that, you know, you'll see a prompt, like, i.e., yesterday's was crispy, so I drew a picture of Colonel Sanders with a bucket of KFC chicken, because it's crispy chicken. Little things like that. There's no wrong way to do it, but she's been giving me ideas, and I've been practicing using Procreate on the iPad, which is basically a sketching program, just a digital form of sketching, a digital sketch, if you will. And last weekend we did the usual, you know, went out to Target, did some grocery shopping, had lunch at Panera Bread, and I got this smoked white cheddar steak and cheese sandwich. It was actually really good. I didn't even know Panera had that, but it was delicious. Probably could have made that into a video, but you know, maybe eventually. I just don't think Panera Bread is ranking that high in search traffic in terms of YouTube and all that, but can't remember if I talked about BurgerFi. Last Wednesday, Gary and I filmed our joint video at BurgerFi. It's an amazing burger place in Woodbridge. They're a little pricey, but there's no hormones or antibiotics injected into the meat, and it's 100% All-American Angus beef, top quality. So you basically pay for what you get, which I don't mind paying like 10 bucks for a burger if it's just good quality meat. You know, who doesn't like that? They're not really thin patties. It's just a delicious burger all around. Great service. When Gary and I were leaving, even the manager came down and, you know, got our social info, and I believe she subscribed to the YouTube channel, and so we'll be tagging them on Monday when the video comes out. Still in the search for all these new places, and I did my, from the recommendation from a girlfriend, I did my solo video that is out today at Wayback Burgers. Apparently they have a few Wayback Burgers all across the country, but Wayback Burgers was established in Delaware, and I was pretty blown away. It's definitely in the top five burgers I ever had. Just cooked fresh like they do at Five Guys. It's called like a cheesy, C-H-E-E-E-E-S-Y. It's basically a double cheeseburger with four slices of yellow American cheese, and the buns are grilled and put on the assembled upside down. And butters on them, and it's essentially like you're eating a grilled cheese with a double cheeseburger combined. It's really, really good, and that burger was just under $9, and it was worth every penny. And, I've been doing the solo videos, getting better with TubeBuddy and SEO in general. It's just been great. Really don't have, unfortunately, I really don't, you know, have a lot to talk about this week. Just plugging along with doing the videos, solo videos, and joint videos with Gary. By the way, check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures on YouTube at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. We're up over 560 subs now, and that's crazy. I mean, I imagine we will be at 600 or over 600 by Christmas time, easily. And, picking up some steam. Still not where we need to be, but we're plugging right along, doing well with our podcast. Also, check out Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. Yes, that's the name of the podcast. And we have a social account, Instagram, at Gary and Larry Pod. New episodes every Tuesday. We basically do a deep dive into our YouTube channel, and we just talk about a bunch of other stuff in general, but it's kind of like a behind-the-scenes type thing, plus us just sharing stories and talking about our week and yada, 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 and a bunch of other stuff. And, been enjoying life, you know? Aside from being a little stressed about finances, all will work well, all will work out, everything's going to be okay. I officially start a new job the first week of the new year, but running a little low, so I got to find something temporary just to, you know, hold me and hold us over until I start the new job. It's, you know, it's stressful at times, but not. She's been helping me, got my resume built up, and I'm going to a temp agency on Tuesday, see if they can just put me into something part-time, just so I have a little cash flow to tide me over until I start the official job at the beginning of the year. But all is well. Have faith, all is well. Have to, you know, I was talking to her like, oh, I think we'll be okay. Like, I got to remove think from my vocabulary. I know everything will be okay because I'm doing everything I can. And so everything always works out. All will be okay. And I know it's kind of like a rambling. I don't really even really know where I'm going with this. This isn't going to be a really long one. It's going to be shorter than normal. Just because it just wasn't really a very eventful week. Aside from going out, I went out and got her some new fish for the fish tank. I think they're tetras. I can't remember what they're called, but they're like really neon and they look like they're glowing and they look really cool. And they're like super fast. These little suckers are fast. They're bottom feeders. They hang around the bottom of the tank. Anyways, yeah, I'm tired. I've been waking up in the middle of the night a lot lately, so I took a sleeping pill, and I was really groggy. I'm still groggy, but all's good in the hood. As always, you know, have a good week. Make good decisions. Be good to each other. I don't want to be corny, but, you know, hey, it's a good philosophy to live by, you know. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Hang out. Do some more cleaning around the house before I go and visit the girlfriend at work and continue learning more tasks because I'm going to be working there come the new year. Enjoy your week, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Mr. Larry Mullins. Bye-bye.